Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the great challenges of being a wine buff is trying to find good Pinot Noir that really doesn't break the bank.
Yeah, it's such a lovely wine.
It's a lovely wine.
It's wonderful, and you can spend a lot of money.
You sure can.
So when you come across some bargains, you got to take notice.
You got to get a little excited.
That's what I did this time. And I'm really glad to find these things. First of all, let's talk about Angeline Vineyards Pinot Noir Reserve from Mendocino, 2023. $16 for this. Just amazing. Angeline has impressed me in the past, and now it continues to do so. It seems to be quite Burgundian. There's light color, classic dark cherry, and a woodsy aroma. Slightly lean, but flavorful with moderate fruit. The flavors include a sweet black cherry, a little bit of bitter oak, and a tingling sort of spiciness. And the acidity is very good, and the tannins are very mild. So all in all, this is a very representative Pinot Noir that that avoids the kind of flamboyance of some California wines.
Gotcha.
So I thought this was really good. That's Angeline Vineyards Reserve, $16. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Here's another one I really thought was something, but it's I'll explain. Okay, this is called Adobe Flats Pinot Noir from Sonoma Coast, which is right by the ocean.
Yep.
Classic area. Very young Pinot Noir from this classic region. And this is a strong glass of Pinot. Its color is a tad dark. The nose is very strong with pronounced notes of hot buttered biscuits, which is the yeastiness.
Right.
And something like zingy raspberry jam. Now, on the palate, the wine is just explosive. Tons of fruit. It's almost like a tart black cherry pie flavor. Going along with it is the tang of field herbs, which is really nice. The wine closes with a long, sweet finish, which is quite pleasant. Now, this isn't what I would call classic Pinot Noir because it's just too big.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with a good old big glass of wine.
No,
so I like
certainly.
It.
Okay.
That's Adobe Flats Pinot Noir, $16.
I got another deal.
Yeah, it is. Now, here's my wine of the week, and this one I took one sip and said, yeah, that's probably going to be it. Toad Hollow Pinot Noir from Mendocino, 2024.
Wow.
I hope that's Toad from, you know, Wind in the Willows.
Yes, yes.
My favorite book. $15 for this. So listen what you get. This is a very pretty Pinot Noir. The fruit is bright and flavorful. The feeling is relaxed, and the grape is definitely Pinot Noir. The aroma is nice. It's black raspberries, beetroot, with a touch of field herbs. And when I tasted it, I picked up juicy red berries, sweet black coffee, and a bit of vanilla toffee in the finish. Now, there are mild tannins that go with a good amount of bright acidity. And all in all, it's a very respectable Pinot Noir. It sure tastes like it. And it delivers what you're looking for. So Toad Hollow at $15 is really, really quite good. And what we're going to do, Hugh, is we're going to put all of this on the website so people can check it out at WYPR.org, along with podcasts of the show.
Okay.
So if you missed the original broadcast, just go pick up the podcast. We'll have all of these wines listed and suggestions about where you can get them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.